Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And we apologize for taking the floor again during this debate, because we felt compelled to answer the cynical attempt by a non-party to talk against one of the state parties to the conference that was talking about how to fulfill its obligation and the obstacles in fulfilling the obligation of the state of Palestine. The state of Palestine, unlike Israel, which like and respect international law and respect and want to fulfill its obligation under the BWC. Factuals are not of political nature. We were talking about our eagerness to fulfill the obligation under the BWC. The factuals and obstacle that there is a lack of control, really, from Palestine on the borders because of the illegal occupation, the lack of control on settlements, illegal settlements, in the occupied Palestinian territory, including East Jerusalem, where we really don't know what kind of facilities there or activities of the terrorist settlers are being there. Mr. Chair, the general behavior of Israel, the occupying power, known for everyone, and it's indicative. It's the only entity in the Middle East that's against the establishment of a zone, free zone of weapons of mass destruction. And as our colleague from Egypt was talking about, a conference will be convened soon in New York, the second conference on the establishment of free zone of weapons of mass destruction, and Israel is not willing and objecting to participate in such conferences. It's the only nuclear weapon holder in the region, and they also reject any kind of verifications under MPT. The only country there that has and used chemical weapons against the Palestinian people, and they are not a party to the OPCW. That's why we have indicators that this occupying power might have something in the illegal settlements. This occupation that intentionally targets women and children is not only illegal, but also immoral. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.